Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
It's the Anna and Raven Roadshow. All this week, Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com is joining us. He's an auctioneer and appraiser. Last week, we asked you to submit your items that you had found around the house that you just don't know how much it's worth, and that's Ryan's job. He tells you what it is worth. Ryan, today, I'm extra interested in this because a lot of what Silvana sent, I have. And I have big ones, like the silver ones. When I got married, all my family in Italy sent these to me. So I have like all kinds of them that I just have in a box up in storage. Maybe you can describe what they are.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
So these are, I see them a lot. They're thin plaques of sterling silver, 925 silver. And the artist sort of draws on the silver. They use a wood or a metal burin to create an image on a piece of silver. And it's fragile and delicate and thin. But a lot of times you see Italian countryside or seaside themes, you know, everyday life type scenes. And then they put in these beautiful frames with nice little mats, and you can put 10 or 12 of them up. It's a really great way to decorate.
So how much are they, like, what are they worth? I could see them right now because I have the Virgin Mary, and I've got baby Jesus, and I've got all
everyday
kinds
things.
Of them.
Right, everyday things that you see there. And right, like you've also got somebody with their burrow at the fountain.
But
right,
what I didn't realize until you just said it, and it was like a magic word, is when you said that they're silver, I go, oh my gosh, of course, they're real silver. So what does that mean?
Well, it means that I see these every time I go into one of my friend's Italian grandma's house. That's
right.
What it means.
Or in my basement.
The amount of silver in here is almost inconsequential. Mm-hmm. It's probably dollars worth of silver,
oh, okay.
not large amounts.
You were ready to melt
ready.
Down the Virgin
right.
Mary this afternoon.
Sorry, Zio Mario.
Saying your prayers and a Hail Mary sign as you did it. Turn it over to the smelter.
The value is in it that it's a piece of art. It's a piece of Italian art. It's something beautiful, and it's something that you can collect. Are they attributed to a single artist? No. They're probably made by a small company in a place that has artists do the drawings and sell them either to tourists or for export.
So what, are they worth nothing?
I would say if you're a collector, you might be willing to pay between $80 and $100 each.
Okay, which is probably what they cost, you know, like when they bought them like a long time ago, I would think.
Yeah, they're 50 years old and they have stayed at a steady value.
Yeah, if you want to see pictures of these, because I bet you probably have a bunch of these too if your family is from Italy, we'll put it up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can check it out for yourself. And we'll have more with Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com all this week.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
All this week, it's the Anna and Raven Roadshow. Last week, we asked you to go through your house, find those things that you weren't sure how much they were worth, and take pictures and send it to me. My email has been flooded over the last week and a half. Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com, he's an auctioneer and appraiser. He is here, and he is looking over these items. Now, one of the ones that you highlighted that you wanted to talk about, Ryan, is from Lisa. It's called The Tired Out Painting by Sir John E. Milius from 1878. What's the deal with this one?
Well, this is a real painting by a real artist who is not just an artist, but a knight.
Oh.
Sir John.
Wow.
Wow.
Barely picked up on that, right? I thought he was just hanging out with Elton John.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Born in Great Britain, England, in 1829, lived until 1896, and has some really, really important pieces in museums and collections. A large and important work from Sir John Everett would probably be in the $100,000 to $150,000 range.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Well, we've seen a lot of paintings this week. So because he's more well-known and he has pieces in art galleries, that makes his work more expensive, more valuable, I should say?
Yeah, important works by an artist, something that was either a commissioned, something with a lot of symbolism, representative of a style or a specific period, really gets collectors and museums excited. They know that piece is better than all of the other paintings by this artist.
Okay.
This artist did a lot of portraits as well. Really beautiful portraits of girls, people in everyday scenes, and looks like he was commissioned as well by families.
He was getting paid. This is how he was keeping the lights on.
Right.
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 Yes. That's why he has Sir in front of his name. He was important.
I mean, he was also like the photo booth guy of 100 years ago.
All right. So how much is this one worth?
So this piece, it's titled Tired Out, and it's a beautiful piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's a girl who was out playing. She laid down in the flowers and conked right out. Her eyes are closed. Portraits like this with a good frame and good condition can bring $2,000 to $4,000.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty good for something that she just picked up at a tag sale.
It said that she inherited it from her mom and that her parents collected a lot of antiques.
Tag sale's cool, though. I like to imagine it sitting right next to hungry hippos and an old toaster. What a score.
Yeah. We're going to have more with Ryan Brecklin from NestEggAuction.com all this week.